This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. For 3 hours yesterday, New York's Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan sat before lawyers and answered questions about the 575 people who claim they were molested by priests in Milwaukee, the archdiocese that Dolan led for 7 years prior to coming to New York in 2009. Attorneys for victims claim Dolan was part of a longstanding practice in Milwaukee of shielding church finances from sex abuse civil claims. New Yorkers who know Dolan as a cheerful and enthusiastic leader may have been surprised to learn he was deposed in this bankruptcy case. So to bring us up to date is Anissa Johnson, religion reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dolan inherited much of this mess when he became Archbishop of Milwaukee. I understand when the scandal broke out in 2002, as it did starting in Boston and across the country, he reached out to victims, which was not a response that was readily adopted by many bishops at that time. Tell me about that.
He did. He came in, initially had a very good relationship with victims. He launched what were the first of their kind, I think, listening sessions around the archdiocese, bringing people in to talk about the crisis. He began a mediation program for victims to be compensated, who by this time were blocked from taking their cases into the courts by the actions of the church. And he listed the names of offenders, I think at the time 44 offenders, on the Archdiocese of Milwaukee website.
And yet there's allegations that he didn't do the right thing either, that he shielded church finances to protect them from sexual abuse claims and lawsuits.
That's an allegation that has emerged as part of the bankruptcy that the Archdiocese of Milwaukee filed just shortly after he left, a year after he left. And as part of the bankruptcy, victims allege that he moved more than $100 million off of the Archdiocese books into trusts to shield them from the reach of victims. Now, the judge in the bankruptcy case, one trust is currently being litigated. That's for $57 million in a cemetery trust fund. Another pool of money that had belonged to parishes, the archdiocese has already told victims that they could not pursue.
Hmm. So this case that Cardinal Dolan was deposed for yesterday is a bankruptcy case, not a criminal case or a civil case. Why has the Archdiocese of Milwaukee declared bankruptcy? Is it because of these sexual abuse lawsuits?
It is. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee is the eighth diocese around the country to declare bankruptcy. And what essentially happens is, as the civil cases move forward in the courts, dioceses have said, we can't meet those obligations if we are hit with a multi-million-dollar judgment as a result of these. We would be annihilated. Let's go into bankruptcy. Chapter 11 bankruptcy allows you to compensate, pay the claims, and also come up with a reorganization of plans to allow you to continue to operate. So that's what they're trying to do at this point.
Cardinal Dolan will be leaving next week for Rome to play a role in electing the new pope. He's considered a long shot for the post himself, but he has made a very good impression on his fellow cardinals. Do you think this Milwaukee sex abuse scandal and bankruptcy proceeding will have an effect on his career?
That's really hard to say. You have to remember that most bishops of his stature have some handling of these cases. They've been ongoing for years, and they are all handling them in some way. We don't know what kind of documents are going to emerge that would talk about his involvement in these cases. At the moment, all of these documents are under seal. We've seen nothing so far that would, I think, would hinder his continued rise, but we just don't know.
Anissa Johnson is a religion reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York was an archbishop there prior to his coming to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Thank you so much for joining us, Anissa.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.